You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show. Safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. Tonight, it's your boys, King Josh, Josh the King, Big Rome.
What the fuck's going on, guys?
So pubic hair is fun. Sometimes. I can go with or without.
It just depends on how swampy you want it.
I'm at that weird phase where it's like, do I just let it continue to grow or should I just like clean it up? I don't know. Winter's coming. I want to keep my dick warm.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up solid points.
Yeah.
Solid points.
But sometimes I like the aesthetic because it makes my small penis look so much bigger when there's no hair down there.
That is accurate.
And I'll take what I can get. It sure does. Actually, it's funny. I saw this question and I'll ask it to you too. Would you rather be 4 inches taller or 4 inches bigger to your dick? No, actually, let's make it more fair. 2 inches bigger to your dick.
So 4 inches taller, but 2 inches bigger to my dick?
Yeah. Which would you rather have? 2 inches extended to your penis, or would you like to be 4 inches taller?
It's kind of an unfair question for me. I'm always going to take the chip on my dick because I'm already 6'2". Like, I'm good. I'm good. So you
know what's funny?
You add 2 inches to my dick. Eh.
When you're 6'2", you can just tell people you're like 6'4", and people would believe you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I could get away with all that shit. Plus, it's just like I have big, broad fucking shoulders. People are like, oh, yeah, 6'4". That sounds about right.
You got a big, beautiful voice.
Yeah, it's just it works out. You know, you're talking my dick. Hey, everybody could always use a couple inches, you know?
We had
two, I'll be at, you know, a raging five.
mine would be like, fuck it, make me taller. I'll deal with the small piece, but just be like, I'm like 5'10 on a good day. And if I could be 6'2 with my already small penis, and I haven't had any complaints to my face. Now, what happens behind closed doors between their group chat? That's between them. And I don't give a shit.
Right.
Because I already came. But I haven't had any complaints. And I've had repeat customers. So it can't be that bad. But if I could be 6'2", I would love to be 6'2".
You know, if I could give you some inches to my height, I'd give you some.
I appreciate it.
I'd do that for you, babe.
That's so sweet of you. So football had to... Could you even call that a football game tonight between the Giants and the Seahawks?
To be full disclosure, I didn't watch.
You missed nothing.
And I have fantasy people in this game, and I was like, fuck the Giants. I don't want to see the Giants. I don't want to watch them play. I think they suck.
Especially without Saquon, it's pathetic.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, and Danny Dimes is such a pile of dog shit.
They gave so much money to Daniel Jones.
Oh, it just doesn't make sense.
I get why, but at the same time, like, I think I'd rather pick up fucking Jeff Driscoll or like Trevor Siemian. Or
well, it's like here's the God's honest truth. Let's be fucking real about it. They could have signed Baker Mayfield. He was sitting out there. Baker Mayfield, fucking granted. Baker went to a good situation, at least in my personal opinion. He's got fucking Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. He's got fucking a solid offensive line around him. I think he's in a great situation, but it's like, I'm not going to pay $100 million to a guy that hasn't proven shit. Danny Dimes hasn't proven shit other than he has a decent nickname.
Danny Dimes is a good nickname. Or do you mean big stupid face Jones?
That one is probably more catchy now because he's so shitty. Like, what was it? What's his other one? Vanilla Vic. He's got good nicknames. He's got good nicknames.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. Whoever is out there, social media wise, the internet, whatever, man, they gave him good nicknames. None of them.
It's because he's in New York. They got like that media pool where they can get good writers to come up with these things. Not because the thing, like, I don't want to say he's not an awful quarterback, but he's not like good either. Like, I think I'd rather have Marcus Mariota as my quarterback than Daniel Jones. And that's pretty gross.
What did he score tonight? Do we know?
Let's see. probably bad. It had to have been bad. Daniel Jones, 10 points, 27, 27 to 34 for 203, two picks, 10 for 66 running. That's not bad, but he also fumbled twice.
Oh, God.
So there's that.
Why don't I see him? Where are you?
He's at the, he's like at the bottom of the bottom.
I'm looking at on Yahoo.
No.
Maybe they didn't update their shit yet.
That's possible. Although the only thing, the only
he did
thing
not score came, Joe Burrow.
The only good thing that came from this game was I won some money betting on it, because I lost a lot of money this last weekend because the goddamn Cincinnati Bengals and because the goddamn Patrick Mahomes on the last fucking play of the game. Because I took Kansas City. I bought points at -6.5 because I was like, you know, I know the Jets have a good defense, but it's the Chiefs. They could win by a touchdown, right? That doesn't sound crazy.
They could have, yeah.
And they're up by 3, and I'm like, cool, we're going to score a touchdown here. Patrick Mahomes, he finds that out, he bounces it outside and slides at the 2. And they win by 3, and I lose a lot of money. And that broke my heart. I was very upset by that.
I will say this, because I have to. This is the coach coming out of me, and I'm sorry. Because we are a fantasy show, I get it. But the coach inside of me went, as I'm watching him slide, I have him in fantasy.
It's a real life football thing.
Walk in, that's another touchdown, beautiful. And then I watch him slide, and the fantasy side of me wants to choke him out. Because it's like, you piece of shit, you had an easy fucking touchdown. And then the coach in me went, I was sitting next to my dad, who's coached for like 40 fucking years. And we both looked at each other and just went, that's fucking brilliant. Like, why give them a chance to do some sort of crazy shit, just slide and take the W? And it was like, not a lot of people think that way. And Pat, it just shows you that he's kind of playing on a different level for real football. Now, he is fantasy, extremely fantasy relevant because the offense they run. But man, that was such a smart play by Mahomes. And I was so conflicted because I was angry. I was angry, wanted him to score, needed those points. Not that it would have made a difference this week, but for some, it might have.
Tell that to the almost $300 I lost because of that fucking game.
I will tell it to every single one of those dollars. Pull them out one by one.
You son of a bitch. Times. That's because basically all my parlays were fucked because of Cincinnati. So then, like a lot of bad gamblers in a panic, I started over betting. I hit a couple late parlays. Took the Chargers to cover, a couple other things. So then I was like, okay, cool. I'm not quite as negative, but if I can get a good win from Kansas City tonight, we're golden. And So then tonight for the Seahawks game, I took the Seahawks to cover and I took the under because I was like, the over under was 47. I was like, there's no way they're going over 47. Saquon.
No.
Like, the only way I would go over 47 is if Seattle scores 50. Because with no Saquon, it's not going to happen. So at least I hit that. So I'm positive so far this week. So come on, baby. We're coming back. All right. So with that being said, let's talk about why we're actually here.
Yeah.
The Pinks and the Stinks. And what a dude, what a fucking weird and fun year it's been so far. Like,
it's been tough, man. There's been a lot of heartbreak, a lot of injuries.
And I know we say it every year too. Like, wow, this is a fucking crazy. This has been because one, scoring is down by like 20% or something like that from the previous year, but you still see some absolutely monster stat lines and some things that are truly beautiful out there. And I appreciate that. So with that being said, Rome, hit us with your delicious pinks this week.
I'll hit you with these sweet, sweet pinks. Number one, the pink man himself. Christian McCaffrey, this fucking guy for a lot of people, it's like I'm like a fucking broken record. I would imagine I pick the guys that are really proving people correct, right? They're giving people what they wanted for top picks. I appreciate this so much more than I think a lot of people do. Christian McCaffrey was taken probably pick 1, 2, or 3 in most redraft leagues. Like, this fucking guy has been in the end zone every single game. And then on top of that, for all four games, he said, special edition, game four, I scored my fourth touchdown. I'll give you three fucking more on top of that. The fucking guy had 106 yards rushing and three touchdowns. He had eight targets, made seven receptions for 71 yards and a touchdown receiving. He scored you 45.2 points. This fucking guy is a goddamn animal. Like, he's playing different this year. He's playing hard. He's playing more aggressive than I've ever seen Christian McCaffrey play. I know I've made comment on this show before. Just how he acts after runs now. He's the culture in San Francisco has changed him to being this aggressive fucking guy. I love it. I fucking love it.
Well, I think he's just happy that he's on a winning team finally.
Yeah. You know, he saw last year when they traded for him, like, he scored a touchdown in every game he's played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking insane. Like, they were talking about records and all these fucking things that he's breaking every single week. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you knew he was good. You knew he was probably the best running back in football.
Mm-hmm.
At least catching the ball. But now he's proving it on the ground because he's fucking hitting holes. And these Niners, you know, the fucking offensive line for the Niners can run block like motherfuckers. They can do everything right because even Purdy is looking goddamn delicious every week. He had, what, one incompletion this week? Sweet fucking Lord. The 49ers are looking like an absolute juggernaut. And Christian McCaffrey is the absolute centerpiece to that. Like, he's giving people exactly what they want. Every fucking week, 45 points. You're getting on my fucking pinks list every goddamn week.
Oh, yeah.
Every goddamn week. Then I'll hit you with one more pink because I got another beautiful, beautiful pink for a guy I don't necessarily like. I'm, of course, talking about AJ Brown. AJ Brown in Philly this week decided, you know, he threw that shit fit that he had in week two or whatever it was.
Yeah, like whenever he yelled at Hurts about paid off.
Yeah, he got real upset, and it's like he got real upset because he only had six targets that week, and then they said, fuck it, we're going to pepper this motherfucker. He got 14 week three, had 17 points. He got 13 this week, hauled in nine catches for 175 yards and two touchdowns. He scored you probably upwards of 34 points. This is a half point PPR. So if it's a full point, you're making 40 fucking points.
Mm, delicious.
That's a beautiful goddamn number for a wide receiver that, you know, most people took in what, the top two rounds?
Very, very beginning of the second round and a lot of drafts even in the first round.
Yep. So he's giving you exactly what you want. And in that offense, which, let's be real, man, Philadelphia, something feels off. Something feels off in Philly right now. I know they're undefeated. I know they have their fucking secret weapon play and all that bullshit that they talk.
The one-yard push.
The one-yard fucking push and all that whatever. But it's like A.J. Brown is an absolute bright spot. And so's Smith for the most part. They both are very capable wide receivers. But, man, when A.J. puts up these type of numbers – shit, dude.
Fucking I'll video game numbers.
Yeah, I'll take it every fucking week. Mm-hmm. Every fucking week. And then I'd be remiss. I might as well hit the trifecta and let's talk about him because it was only a matter of time until this happened. I didn't expect it how it happened, but let's talk about Justin Fields. Finally, getting off the fantasy snide. Look, we get it, dude. Chicago sucks dicks. They suck dicks in hell. That's just the way it is. They still ended up losing this game. It was impressive how they did it. They're up
by like 25 points of shit.
They were dominating the game, and then fucking Sean Payton went full Bill Belichick and cut the sleeves off of his fucking jacket or whatever it was that he was wearing, and boom, all of a sudden shit started hitting the fan for Chicago. But Justin Fields, dude, he definitely did his thing. He scored you 35.9 points. He had 335 yards passing, which I believe is a fucking career high.
And he had the most of all quarterbacks in terms of passing yards this week.
Which is just remarkable.
Which I thought I would never say that. That is his career high. He's never had a 300-yard game.
I was going to say that's for sure. I mean, he's had 300 scrimmage yards, but never passing yards. So this is the most he's ever passed through the air. He had four touchdowns. passing, which is probably a record as well for him. And then one interception, which probably ended up costing him the game, which is fucked. He only ran the ball 4 times for 25 yards. Not a stat line you would ever think good old Justin Fields would have you a game, but boy, I'll take it. It just kind of shows that Denver's defense is real fucked. They're real fucked. I don't quite know what the hell else to tell you. Their defense was good, and now it is not. But Fields, good job. You made my fucking pinks. I hope you continue to do it. As a quarterback, I highly doubt it. But do your thing. Do your thing, my boy.
You know what's funny? I got bonus pinks already off the bat just because I have to touch because I want to touch him. But Josh Allen, man, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Fucking threw for 320 and 4 passing, then ran for 17 and a touchdown. So, I mean, that's a thing of beauty. And then also – Stephon Diggs showed up, too. 3 touchdowns, 6 for 120 and 3 touchdowns. But the real person I want to talk about now, and I even tweeted about it, Nico Collins, man. Like, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. And actually, for me with Nico Collins, it was never really so much a talent thing. It was a bad team, no quarterback, and he can't stay healthy. But, dude, Nico Collins looks so fucking good right now. He looks every bit the part of an alpha number one wide receiver, and it's hard to art like this holy he's the number 7 wide receiver in fantasy right now. Like if at the beginning of the season, if you would have been like, hey man, I bet you $1 million Nico Collins will be a top 10 wide receiver at the beginning, I'd be like, fuck you, give me your money, this shit ain't, it's never gonna. But, dude, he went out and balled out. 9 targets, which is great, but 7 for 168 and 2 touchdowns. Now, granted, I think one of the touchdowns came on like a 50-yard play. But either way, he still would have had 100 yards and a touchdown if you took away the 55-yard second touchdown.
Yep.
Like, and the thing is this. I think I'm slowly becoming a Houston Texans fan because the Chargers hurt me so much that I've been thinking about I need a new team. And I've been pretty vocal about, I thought CJ Stroud was the best quarterback coming out of the draft. He's looked fantastic. Like he looks, he didn't make my waiver column of players, but CJ Stroud, I think, should be rostered in all formats, redraft, keeper, obviously dynasty. But like, I think Stroud should be rostered everywhere because I think he's going to be legit. But man, Nico Collins, I apologize for anything negative I said about you. You're a beautiful, beautiful chocolate man. And you know what? I'm single, baby. I broke up with Gibson. I might need a new man. Oh. Although Laporta's up there too, but I like myself some chocolate. So it might be a Nico Collins thing. And then shout out to Mike from the Get Right Fantasy Network. Cause I tweeted at him like, hey man, because he's been hyping the Nico Collins train since last year. And I was like, the fuck are you even talking about with this guy? And I apologized to him because I was like, nah, Nico Collins is legit. And then to touch on your Justin Fields love, my second pink is going to be DJ Moore. 9 targets, 8 for 131 and a touchdown. So he's back-to-back weeks of touchdowns, but this time he eclipsed 100 yards. He's actually sitting as the wide receiver 13 right now in fantasy. And if I were you, I would trade him away right now because this is probably going to be the best game he's going to have all year. And I just don't think you're ever going to get this kind of production from him. So I capitalize on it right now. I mean, I could be wrong, Rome. Like, what do you like?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know though. It's cause he could, what he gives you is a suddenness, right? He will go out and make Fields look good. I would like to see. I didn't watch the game as I would imagine many people did not watch the Chicago Bears versus the Denver Broncos. Right. So I want to know how many of those passing yards came downfield or how many of them were screen passes that, you know, that's DJ Moore's specialty, man. Let me run a slant. Let me do the Jerry Rice. Hey, fuck it, man. Jerry Rice, greatest wide receiver of all time doing that shit. But DJ, I don't know. It's hard to say that's something that can't be sustained because if he's just making catches behind the line of scrimmage and making shit happen, You can't really go wrong with that.
Well, see, I mean, you're not wrong, but I mean, I think I would need to get like that NFL premium package bullshit. So this way I can actually watch his game highlights.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sift through that whole fucking game.
No,
but I mean, I don't know. Like my thing with DJ, I like DJ Moore. I thought he was just really expensive. Keenan Allen. I think I called him that like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's fancy Keen. Cause I'd rather get Keenan Allen like two rounds later, but get more production. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like I would trade, if you can trade DJ Moore, you probably can't, for Nico Collins right now, straight up. Do it.
Do it.
If you're man enough. And then my final pink this week that I'm going to bring up, Alvin Kamara, man, came back from that suspension and he came out swinging, punching faces. He's ready to rock and roll right off the bat. Yeah. 11 carries, 51 yards, which is good for 4.6 yards per carry. I like that. Mm-hmm. 14 targets. I fucking love that. 13 for 33. So like in terms of yardage, not the greatest, but because of half or full scoring PPR, he got you 14 to, you know, 20 points. And that's fucking for, and we talked about this before we hit the record button, dude, he's got healthy legs. He didn't play for 3 weeks. So he's and he has the backfield to himself. Jamal Williams is on IR. I'm getting farted at. My girlfriend just got home and I'm watching her change like a creep. Do you want to say hi to everybody? No. She never wants to be on the show and I don't know why. I don't know why she, you hear her voice. Yeah, you hear her voice at the intro of every
episode. Step on, have her step in frame of the camera. I need to see her.
Well, her tits are out right now. And
I'm okay with that too.
She's not as brave as me.
So I'm okay with that too. Sorry. I'll take my titties out also if she wants.
Rome says he'll take his titties out too if you want to come say hi. but with Alvin Kamara to just come right in right off the bat, I'm into it. And if you were patient enough to hold on to him for. Because I saw leagues where you can exit. It's fine. I think with Jamal Williams on IR, Kendre Miller looks good enough. But it's Kamara's backfield. Like, let's be honest. It's his backfield. And to just step right off suspension and just 14. Dude, if I can get any player, running back or receiver, I get 14 targets, fuck it, like sign me up. I want.
Yeah,
that's Puka Nacua numbers.
Especially when it's not coming from Carr, because Carr was out for a majority of the game. Like that was Jameis checking down. Holy shit, that almost feels scripted. Like that feels like it's not just game time shit. Like it's actually something they were trying to get involved. Yeah.
The only problem is it came with the cost of Chris Olave doing absolutely shit.
Well, you know. Fuck it.
That's why. Okay. You know, with that being said, let's pivot to the stinks. Cause like with the good comes the bad, with the fall comes the winter snowstorm that no one likes. So like not everything's always perfect. It's not always strippers and burritos. There's always a downside. So, why don't you give us someone that absolutely shart?
Well, I've got three and I can't be as poetic as you here. I've got three shit stains that we're going to talk about. First and foremost, I'm going to bring up Amari Cooper. Now, I get it. He didn't have Watson. He had DTR do his thing. But still, you need a little bit more than fucking 2.1 points from a guy that you're expecting about double-digit 10 points at the very least. Mm-hmm. He had six targets. He had one catch for 16 yards. Wow, is all I'm going to say. That's not what anybody wants. That's not what anybody would have expected. But sweet baby Jesus, we need a little bit more out of my boy there than that. Another guy that I'll bring up, and it's not even that people played him. I just need to bring it up because I played him because I've got nothing else. And I need to express and let out some hatred.
You got to cry a little bit.
Dalvin Cook, you listen to me, you piece of shit. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. I talked a lot of shit for you on this show. Expecting you to be the dude, and you're proving Minnesota absolutely right. You're proving all running back. You're letting all the entire position down by your play. You have touched the ball 13 times week one, 4 times, 8 times, and 5 times. Rushing. Those are rushing attempts. You've had over 20 yards once. You've had over 40 yards nuns. You're getting targeted 2 times a game, we'll say. Not even. 3-1-3-1. All for just about 10 yards. Like, this guy is fucking a bust. Now, all that being said, he is playing Denver next week. Maybe light him up. Maybe I'll fucking get lucky because I don't have a choice in my home league. He's the only fucker I've got.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was at this point, man, I don't know what else to say with him. That whole offense seems weird. Yes, losing Rodgers fucking hurts. We can be honest. Losing Rodgers fucking kills. But
yeah.
What's his name? Didn't look that bad. Zach Wilson did not look that bad.
He was better than Patrick Mahomes in terms of fantasy.
He sure was. He sure was. But I will bring up one last guy here, and it's at a position we all know and love, tight end. Ugh. I don't know how many people were expecting good things from him. I can tell a lot of you did because of where his fucking draft stock was. I'm talking about Kyle Pitts. And how it might be time. If I had a great conversation with Director Ross on Sunday, at what point does Kyle Pitts need to just say, okay, I'm demanding a trade because these fuckers have no idea how to use my talents. He is a talented guy. I watched so much film of this fucker in college. He's fantastic. He was beating guys in college that were fucking good. He's in the SEC. That's not that different from the pros. I just don't understand. He's got to get, like, they used him one game where they gave him 9 targets. And that was against Detroit. And he had 41 yards. Just throw the man the ball. Like, I don't understand what's wrong. And maybe this is a Ritter thing. It could be. It could be Ritter's youth. It could be whatever. But, man, I can't put my finger on what's going on with Pitts. I just feel like something's wrong to not have double-digit fucking points at all, to have essentially two receptions a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's making, except for one game when he had 5. I don't understand what's happening. I'm disappointed, I think, a little bit in Atlanta right now because I thought that they would be – I mean, they're fine, I guess. They're doing what we thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all about Bijan Robinson, and he looks good. He broke that motherfucker off. They kept showing me that Toy Story bullshit or whatever. Just show me the real thing, man. The real thing was way better because he shook that fucker down and checked his wallet while he was on the ground. It's like, God damn, that's a little move on him.
With that being said, the Toy Story thing, it was funny for like, it was cute for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I can't watch this. This is fucking stupid. Like,
this is like the dumbest thing. Yeah.
Like, I mean, shout out to the NFL crew to like almost, because I think there was like a 2 minute time delay between the actual game versus the Toy Story thing. And I can't, it has to be hard to animate that in like real time, but it was fucking stupid. It was so stupid.
It was a waste of time.
And I hope they never do that ever again.
I just thought it was funny too, because it was like, who really gets up and watches those London games? Nobody. I know I didn't. I just, when I wake up, when I rise in the morning, ready for my Sunday, I look at the phone and I go, it's halftime. Who gives a shit? Did any of my players do anything? It's never a good sign when you've got no updates from Sleeper.
Yeah, you got no score updates.
Yeah, no updates at all. You're going, fuck, this was a shitty day. London did not go ham in London. He did catch a touchdown, though.
He did have a touchdown, though.
There's just something wrong. Yeah, like I said, there's just something wrong in Atlanta, and it could be Ritter. It could be the youth of Ritter. I don't know.
I think it's Ritter, but Pitts. Dude, we've been talking about since last year. Get rid of him. Like, you can't even roster him. Like,
it's tough, man.
Because you want to play him, but then then he goes like 1 for 16.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, fuck. And then, like, you know, fucking idiots like, I don't know, like Daniel Bellinger will score like 3 for 10 and a touchdown, you know, like.
Oh, you mean like Andrew Ogletree, who scored you 12 points, 12.3 this week? Yeah, you can go ahead and ask.
Exactly.
who the fuck is that guy? Yeah, I have no idea. He's like the fourth tight end in Indianapolis. It's bullshit. It's a bullshit position,
like, and I hate it. In terms of fantasy, I'd rather have Kylan Granson, the tight end for the Colts, than Kyle Pitts. He's been far more productive. Like, it's pathetic. And not if I was Kyle Pitts, I'd be like, you know what? I see that this team is trying to build something, but this isn't going to work for me. Go out there, trade. Someone will probably pay a second or a third round pick for me and let me go play fucking anywhere else.
Here's the worst thing, though, about the tight end position. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 guys that scored double-digit points. Just 7. Oh, two of them played on the same team. Mo Alie-Cox and Andrew Ogletree are two guys that scored double-digit points. Nobody's going to start those two. Nobody. Like, Noah Gray outscored Travis Kelce.
And he had one catch for a touchdown.
Yep.
Tight ends,
like, bro. You look at Johnny Smith in Atlanta scored 12.5.
Yeah,
maybe that's why Pitts ain't getting it done, because Johnny Smith is. What else has he done? Let me see.
That's it.
Oh, I think
that's
the nothing.
Only game. Yeah, that's the only game. And he only had like 2 catches. Or 3 catches. Like, it wasn't.
No, this one, in this, he was 6 of 6 for 95 yards. He had 8 targets against Detroit and 6 targets. Holy Santa Claus shit. I just discovered something. I'll be back. I'm going to go make all these claims on Jonnu.
Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith is the secret.
Yeah.
For stinks, I will touch on this. If you have Deebo Samuel, you're disappointed because 3 carries, 6 yards. No targets. And if you had George Kittle, 1 target, 1 catch, 9 yards. I know that feels awful, but that's because Christian McCaffrey scored. And once you score, the drive's over. So, and it's not going to be every day that McCaffrey is going to have 4 touchdowns. So better days will come ahead for you with, you know, I wouldn't panic. But if you have anybody on Cincinnati, this is my stink of the week. I would panic. I am in full-blown panic, abandon all ships on Cincinnati. This team, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, they went from being one of the Super Bowl favorites to now being 1-3. Like, it is fucking horrendous. Joe Burrow, 20 of 30 for 165, 3 carries for 1 yard, and he fumbled. Joe Mixon, 14 carries for 67, which isn't that bad, but again, you know, but no real production. Ja'Marr Chase, it's salvage your day if you're in PPR, 7 for 8 for 73. T. Higgins is now hurt. 4 targets, 2 catches for 19 yards.
He crickety cracked a rib, right? He's not going to.
He broke a rib.
He's going to be out for a while.
Yeah. And it sucks because you drafted Chase in the first, you drafted Higgins in the second or third, you drafted Mixon in the second. Like, and these guys are dog shit. They're just playing like ass. And not only that, you fucked all of my parlay, Cincinnati. You were -2 against Tennessee.
Yeah, you did.
There is no excuse. There is no excuse for that. Mm-mm. Like, Derrick Henry threw a passing touchdown on you. Mm. Like, he sure did. It's just, and the thing that sucks too is like if you're in redraft, if you drafted Joe Burrow, you only drafted Joe Burrow. You don't have another quarterback. And you're out there. I mean, unless you're Director Ross and you have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Kyler Murray for some reason. But, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck to do with Joe. Like, you, because of where you drafted him, and you have to play him because it's Joe Burrow. But when you go and get, what was it, 3 fucking 4 points from your fucking quarterback? Mm-mm. Like, you're almost better off just not even playing a quarterback, because at least then you know you're going to get 0. Like, it can't hurt you. And, you know, and Joe Mixon, like, it's scary to play him. Like, I was telling you before we recorded, in one of my leagues, I have Ja'Marr Chase, and I benched him. Now, granted, it worked out for me because I had Puka Nacua, I had Nico Collins, and I had Mike Evans. Mike Evans got hurt, but he's, you know, he still had 7 points. But, like, you know, but that's the thing. Like, that's just how bad Cincinnati's been that I'm like, I can't play Jamar Chase.
Like, what league is this? We're not, that's not a league we're
in. Nah, it's not a league we're in together. Just one fucking random Yahoo league.
Cause I'd be coming. I'd be ready to get Chase on the cheap.
I'd gladly give you Jamar Chase. But I was excited too, cause I don't have Jamar Chase in like any leagues. And I was like, I would like to have Jamar Chase in this league. And now I'm sitting here going, I wish I didn't have Jamar Chase in this league. But it's one of those leagues where I don't really know anybody. So like I don't really want to make, you know, I don't want to have conversations with these people.
You just send out the trades, say nothing until they don't respond, and then be like, hey, what don't you like?
Hey, and you son of a bitch.
And then you can, no, you don't start with son of a bitching. This is where you guys get it wrong.
This is where the used car salesman
comes. You got to come in with the sweet nothings and be like, hey, you know, what don't you like about it? I can fix it for you, babe. What do you think?
Hey, baby.
What do you think about this? What about this? Oh, well, before long, I'm in.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. What are your thoughts on Cincinnati? Like, what do you do?
Just wait. You just got to wait, because at this point, let's be honest, the draft capital you got for them, or you gave to get them, it was too high. You're never going to get back what that was. It's impossible. Unless it's Chase, because Chase has done okay. He scored, but he got double digit points last week. He did all right. Yeah. And with Higgins gone, he's going to be the only guy there now. So Chase is still something that I'm very much interested in. I can't really explain what's going on with Joe Burrow. I guess his calf strain is fucking a problem. Look,
but like, is it that bad to where he's had one good fantasy? He's had three. Okay, out of four games this year, and only one game he had double digit points.
Yeah, exactly.
He is quarterback 31 right now. Yeah, there is 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah,
so it's not looking good right now.
No, it's not looking good. Now, at some point, you have to think at some point it's going to turn around. I don't understand how this drop-off can happen this drastically, other than he missed time with the calf strain. But again, man, there's been plenty of quarterbacks that have had injuries in the past that aren't this bad.
Phillip Rivers played in the AFC Championship with a torn ACL.
This is accurate, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
So it's hard. It's really hard to see. You know, I don't know. I was talking to David today because I was talking about Burrow, trying to talk my sweet nothings, man, trying to get him a little bit cheaper. He unfortunately knows me a little too well, but what he said did ring true to me. If they lose again, do you think with the schedule they have coming up, which we talked about, which is fucked up?
Oh, it's tough.
It's a tough schedule.
Baltimore, coming up. You got Pittsburgh, you got Cleveland, you know, Jacksonville.
They play the Niners. They play Houston. They play, I forget who. There's a couple others that are just, Arizona is not a slouch of a defense.
They're being surprisingly good. Yeah.
They've been surprisingly good. But like, I guess what I'm just worried about is if they lose to Arizona, this might hinge everything. That's who they play next. If they lose the game to Arizona, I can see Cincinnati saying, okay, let's wash our hands of the season. Let's put Joe Burrow on IR, because whatever this fucking calf strain is fucking him up. We don't want to get him hurt going through this fucking chunk of shit in this season, which is coming up. It's going to be hard. It's going to be fucking rough. I can see them locking him down on IR and saying, good luck. Let's see. Who's their backup? Can't be anybody good. I can say that. It's Jake Browning. Good old fucking Washington Husky.
He has had one pass attempt his entire career and one rush for -1 yard. In four seasons.
He's also older than Joe Burrow. I thought he got drafted afterwards.
And not nearly as handsome.
Mm-mm. Nowhere near.
Although, to be fair, very few are as handsome.
You know, I just with Joe, you know, they've got the bye week coming up too. I could just see them shutting him down. I could just see him shutting them down if they aren't winning. Because at this point, it's been pathetic. He hasn't had a 300-yard passing game yet. He's 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He's just, I don't know, man. Everything Cincinnati is pissing me off right now. Everything Cincinnati is pissing me off.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, I want to say, you know, hold out hope. It's going to get better, but I don't know. I guess it's just kind of like we'll wait and see. So, all right. With that being said, let's move on. There's a couple things in news I want to talk about. Then we're going to talk about some waiver pickups for week 5. We're already at week 5, man. Time flies.
It's moving.
But before we get started, I want to talk about a couple of our friends. Trophy Smack. You want some sweet gear? Do you want to step up your game? Do you want to be a fucking adult and have a cool fucking fantasy league with some cool shit? Trophy Smack. TrophySmack.com/filthy. Use our link. Get onto that website. Check out trophies, championship rings. Check out plaques, medals, all sorts of awards and fun stuff. It's customizable. I burped right now because I'm excited. That's how excited I am about Trophy Smack. And then this way, you'll have some cool stuff. Your league will be more legit. Your friends will take you seriously. If you want to bring a girl home, you want to fuck her. She sees this big, beautiful trophy on your nightstand that says league champion. Then she knows she's with the real deal. She's with the real winner. And that's what you need. That's what you need. Go to trophysmack.com/filthy today. And we got one more new best friend, Dubby Energy Drinks. Dubby Energy Drinks. It's delicious. It's just have a better energy drink at home. It's got 150 milligrams of caffeine per serving. It's just a powder. Add it to your water. Tastes delicious. I need to cut back on fucking Monsters and Red Bulls anyways. So if you're looking for an alternative to those, check them out. You can save 10% on your checkout. Add a bunch of shit to your cart. Use promo code FF, as in filthy fantasy, FF. Save 10% on your purchases and support the show. Check out Dubby Energy, D-U-B-B-Y Energy. Get them on Instagram at w.gg on Instagram. All right. So with that being said, let's take a look at some of the news. Not a whole lot to talk about. Kenny Pickett damaged his fucking knee. He has a bone bruise in his knee and could miss week 5 against the Ravens. But to me, it looked pretty bad. I think he's going to miss more time than just 1 week. Mm. Not that that's that important because the Steelers kind of suck. Mm-hmm. Your boy, Jonathan Taylor, he might play in week 5, but I believe he's been reactivated from the IR and he's ready to get traded.
Yeah, he is. Can't wait to get traded.
Bengals head coach Zach Taylor said Joe Burrow will still be their starting quarterback week 5 against the Cardinals. So the fact that he had to put out that statement.
They better win.
Yeah. T. Higgins, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. He did not rule himself playing in week 5, but he literally has a fractured rib. So I can't imagine him playing. So, you know, it's funny. I'm actually kind of glad he's hurt because now it'll force me to play someone else in our home league. So I don't have to hope the T. Higgins, like, it's like, fine. I know you're hurt. You can get your ass on the bench. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Head coach Arthur Smith of the Falcons said Desmond Ridder will still be their starter week 5 against the Texans. Dude, I'm saying, man, they should just play Taylor Heinicke. Because, like, not that Heinicke's that much better, but at least he's willing to, like, huck the ball around.
I got nothing.
One of the most beautiful men in the league, Justin Herbert, has a finger fracture on his non-throwing hand. In an incident that happened against the Raiders, but they're going into their bye week, so he should be fine, but it's definitely something to monitor. And then Pat Freiermuth, tight end, was already disgusting and thin, but the tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because of a hamstring injury, is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks.
Ew.
Yeah. So that's all I got for news. And I just dropped my paper.
Yeah, bend over for me.
Yeah, you saw that. All right, let's talk about some waiver pickups. It is very thin. It is so thin. It's like emaciated. Like it needs food. Like it is so thin out there. But I dug through the bowels of the waiver wire to give you guys a couple names to look at. The week five bye weeks are starting. So you got the Cleveland Browns, LA Chargers, Seattle Seahawks, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers on bye. So if you need a quarterback, so if you had Justin Herbert, if you had Geno, if you had Baker, I don't know, Baker's probably not your starting quarterback. But CJ Stroud, Houston quarterback, he's available in 45% of leagues. And as I just said earlier, he should be rostered in all leagues, period.
Yes, sir. Stroud's a man.
Sam Howell, the Washington Commanders, possibly soon to be Redskins again. The Washington Bullfrogs.
Redskins.
They're playing in the Thursday night game against an awful Chicago Bears defense, and he's available in 80% of leagues. So I think he's worth at least a stream. And then this is going to sound insane, but because of the week that he just had against the Chiefs, Zach Wilson is taking on Denver, and he's available in 94% of leagues. He put up two touchdowns against the Chiefs, and Denver allowed like 300 yards and four touchdowns to DJ or Justin Fields. So
that's true.
This could be a good week for Zach Wilson. And then a couple names I also wanted to talk about. Jaleel McLaughlin. I did not know who this man was, but he is the backup running back for the Denver Broncos. He's available in 98% of leagues. And just because Javonte Williams was pulled from the game with an injury. So just in case, Jaleel McLaughlin. I'm not sure who this man is, but he's the backup. And he rushed for 100 yards in relief of, what's that face? Why are we making this face?
Because he rushed for 72 yards on 7 attempts, which is fine.
Against
Chicago.
But he had 100
total yards.
There you go. I'm sorry.
30 and got in the end zone on a pass. Look, he averaged 10 yards per carry and 10 yards per completion. So he's doing something right. He's also not on the depth chart here. They have Javonte, they have P. Ryan, they have Dwayne Washington. So, you know, but hey, he did his thing. I had him at one point in time in our home league. I just picked him up randomly because I was like, he's got a cool name. Jaleel McLaughlin, why not? Sounds good. They're saying good things about him. Look, maybe he's a thing. What's wrong with Williams? What happened?
I think he hurt his knee. Mm-mm. Hang on. Because he missed
time. Danger zone.
I should have been more prepared, but like in standard fashion of this league, we're never prepared.
No, this is what makes us good.
Hip. He had a hip injury.
Oh, my God.
But he only played in 17% of snaps. He was pulled up. He had two attempts rushing for 0 yards and three catches on three targets for 9 yards. So he might not miss any. It's just a name to keep an eye on. That's all. That's what I'm getting at. Jameson Williams, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, is back from suspension, baby.
Early. Back early.
Two games early.
He was on his best behavior, and they were like, get out early. You do your thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't even that egregious what you did.
You bet on college games. No one cares. I bet on college
games. He just did it. He just did it on the stinker. That's all.
Yeah.
Fuck. Can't do that.
That's when you tinker. You tinker on the stinker. You don't do that shit like when you're, you know, at appropriate times. You only do stuff at inappropriate times.
Precisely.
But he's available in 47% of leagues, which is shocking to me. And that to me means people were probably 1-2, 0-3. They needed anybody, so they probably dropped Jameson. But pick him up, get him, get that man. Because you know what? I think Jameson, honestly, he's going to be kind of like Gabe Davis, I feel, because Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to be the underneath inside guy, so Sam Laporta. But Jameson Williams got that second gear separation speed. So every now and then, you know, and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs coming out of the backfield, like they're going to have to face some honest defenses. So they might catch a lot of Jameson Williams on the outside on one-on-one coverage. And
Jahmyr Gibbs. Sorry.
You love that man. You're just hurt.
I did.
You're just hurt.
I did love that man. Fuck the Lions. Use him right, bitches. Why can't he get in the end zone? Why can't he score? Why it's Montgomery all the time? Fuck Montgomery.
You know what? What bothers me about the Jahmyr Gibbs thing is they spent a 12th overall pick on him. And remember how pumped their war room was during the draft that they got Gibbs?
Oh.
And how excited we were. And then they're letting David Montgomery carry it 30 times a game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
I'm going to bring up this name, and this will probably be the only time I'll ever talk about this man. Calvin Austin, wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's available in 97% of leagues. The only reason why I'm bringing him up, Deontay Johnson's still on IR. Pat Freiermuth is going to miss some time with a hamstring injury. And he's gotten some play. Not a lot. Like, it hasn't been great. But, you know, last week, 5 targets for 24 yards. But, you know, 3 catches. The week before, though, he had, was it 12? Why am I reading this? 2 catches, 72 yards and a touchdown. There you go. So, I mean, you know, he's a talented player. He's fast, all that other stuff. So, I don't know. Fuck it. He might be worth a bench stash. And then the last player I'm going to bring up on waiver wires, Jake Ferguson, tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. He is available in 49% of leagues. So, you know, if you have Kyle Pitts, or if for some reason you had Pat Freiermuth on your team, Jake Ferguson is unsexily the tight end 8 on the year. But last, you know, against New England, 7 catches for 77 yards. Week before, 5 for 48. Week before, 3 for 11 and a touchdown. So you could do worse.
Could do worse.
But I think it's a top 10 tight end on your waiver wire. So cool. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not a goddamn thing.
Good, because I'm ready to go to bed. I'm fucking tired.
Me too. We should stay on here while we sleep. I'll just turn the camera.
No, I want to watch you. I want the camera still pointed on you.
No, that's so what I'm saying. I'll turn the camera from my chair right to my bed.
Yeah.
You do the same.
We'll just, and then it'll be fun staring at them when I like, if I like roll over and I like open my eye and I just see you sleeping and it's like, okay, all is safe in the world.
Exactly. That'd be nice.
All right. Well, I hope you guys won this week. Tune in later this week. We're going to break down all the matchups and I don't know. I'll stop being such a lazy piece of shit and answer your guys' questions on the actual show instead of just doing it on Twitter or Instagram. Cause the problem is we work, we all have jobs. So I just see a question come in, I just reply and that's it. And then I go on with my day. Like, I don't think, oh, I should do this on the show. I just like, here, play this guy or here, pick up this guy. I don't fucking, you know, but we're getting there, baby. If you're, you know, hey, there's still, you know, if you're 0-4, don't completely panic. Cause there's still a lot of football to go. Injuries still happen. Trades still happen. Breakouts happen. Maybe Cincinnati will figure it the fuck out and you're right back in, baby. Come on. All right. Well, good luck this weekend. Wait, it's not even the season. It's late. I'm tired. Well, I hope you had a good weekend and we'll come back later. We'll finish the games for you. Get us on social media at Filthy F-Ball Show is the show Twitter. Get Big Rome at Big Rome FFF. Get the Fantasy Fish at F Football Fish. Instagram us at Filthy Fantasy Football Show. Send in your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much for listening. I love you. King Josh, Josh the King.
Big Rome. Fantasy Fish. Have a good one, y'all.